Today is Sunday, the 12th of July, Sea Sunday, beginning the 15th week of Ordinary Time. The nuns of St. Cecilia's Abbey sing Oculi Omnium in Te Sperant. The eyes of all turn to you in hope, O Lord, and you give them food in due season. You open your hand and fill every creature with blessing. As you listen, turn your attention, your eyes, your heart to God. Amid any noise and activity around you, hold yourself in stillness for a moment, ready to accept what God has to give you. Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I send it.
Thank you.
Today's reading gives us an image of abundance and of the provision of God. Take a moment to recall the gifts you receive from God each day. The food you eat, the water you drink, the very breath you breathe. We get an image in the passage of a connectedness. From the rain and snow, to the earth, the seed, the sower, the bread, the eater. Today we celebrate Sea Sunday, a chance to give thanks for our seafarers and fishers. Another example of how we are connected without seeing the full process. How often do you pause to consider the chain of events that brings the food we eat, the clothes we wear, the safety we experience? Can you see God moving in each step? As you hear the reading again, notice that this image of connection in producing food also displays the journey of the word and purpose of God.
For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I send it.
But it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Speak to God about what God's success looks like. You might like to ask for help in recognizing the things that God is purposing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.